This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we go. Off and running, as it were, with this weekend's overview. We're at the end of the week, therefore I can refer to it as the weekend, the end of the week, and our overview here on the Good Day program of things that have captured the spirit and the attention of people who are doing talk radio programs or are listening to talk radio programs. Thus, the companion piece to the talk radio countdown show is called the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn from KRLA and this program in Los Angeles for an overview of the stories from her perspective, and Jay Kirshner, who's an important part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and I would say that Doug Steffen is also here. I can tell. I can hear his voice. Ladies, can you hear his voice? You hear that voice.
I think, right? So. Yeah.
Good. All right. So the passing of Burt Bacharach is number 10. And I could spend the whole hour, I've said this a couple of times actually, I could spend the whole hour talking about him and his music and what he's meant to Americana, the fact that he has been responsible for so much pleasure. Maybe that's the best way of thinking about the music. And we seem to get, isn't it funny how music sets the tone for so much in our lives? Look at all the careers on the radio that have been based around the release of music. Listen to all the orchestras and the musicians and the singers and songwriters that have created this pleasure for us. There's so many different genres, but Burt came along at the time I was a disc jockey when he was kind of really hitting his stride. And I remember all of the songs. I used to do a countdown show on Sunday mornings on a radio station in Boston in the 70s, and I can remember, I was flashing back in my mind actually as to how many of these songs that he's been connected with were already, he was really there already. Crack that up a little, Jim.
You say goodbye, my love, and you be
a sound that he was able to create, whether it was with white singers, black singers, whether it was individuals or whether it was a group, you could tell it was a Burt Bacharach song. You always could tell that it was a Burt Bacharach song. Like you can almost always tell that it's a Motown sound or, you know, just, you know what I'm saying. There's just something about that that gets its, finds its way into the fiber, the fabric of the music. So at any rate, maybe it means more to me because I'm of that genre, although I'm 20 years younger than he. At his passing, he was 94. It seems to me that he affected the lives of people no matter what their age. So timeless music is, I guess, our focus, the appropriate focus.
People knew his art, even if they didn't know him.
Yeah.
When I heard he passed, I'm like, oh, wow, because I knew his name. Obviously, that's kind of my, you know, the tail end of my generation.
Well, your father was a disc jockey at the same time I was, so he knew and certainly was.
But then when I looked through his catalog of songs, you're like, holy smokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know almost all of it. And yeah. So many had been remade, too, and all the covers. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes no difference whether you were, and I underscore this because there are a lot of people who think, well, there's black music, there's white music. Well, his music, as exemplified with that song by Jerry Butler, is just, it's universal, and it sounds like it's a Burt Bacharach tune. So, anyway, passing of Burt Bacharach, number 10. The Super Bowl is 9. You got money, ladies, anybody, any money on the game? By the time this airs, well, this airs all through the weekend, so the Super Bowl will be a discussable conversation as to who wins or not. I guess maybe we shouldn't waste our time because
Well, I can tell you one of the Kelce brothers will win.
Yes, that's right. Excellent prediction, Jay. Excellent prediction. And one of them may have a baby. You know, you've heard about, so Travis Kelce is on the Kansas City Chiefs, and then there's Jason, who's on the Philadelphia Eagles, and his wife is taking two OBs with her to the game because she is that close to getting ready to pop.
Yeah, she could do anything.
Yeah. I don't, look, I'm, I know this is not going to air, who knows, but I'm hopeful that Kansas City wins, but the Eagles have been real good this year. So I'm hopeful that it's at least a good game, and I would love to see Kansas City win if they can. But, you know, hey, whatever.
Well, it's nice to take our focus off of all the political nonsense that's going on, at least for a few moments. Related stories to the end of the football season. Damar Hamlin, the fellow that had the heart stoppage, his cardiac arrest on the field during a game last month, apparently is, quote, guaranteed to return to the field, according to the players' union doctor. So this is something, he's 24 years old.
Could you be able to do that? If you had something so catastrophic happen, could you go back?
Well, I think it depends on the individual. It wasn't, well, it was the football, but it was the player's fault. Hit him just at the right time when the signal's being sent from one part of his heart to another to beat, and it interrupts the hit, interrupts the beat, so over he goes. But he was able to, you know, there are a lot of HIPAA issues here, so the doctors haven't talked too much about it. But our own doctor, Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist, was quick to point out what happened, explain what happened, how it happened, and why it is that he was able to come back around. So anyway, we don't have to rehash what happened to him. It's just an interesting reality that the doctors say he will play no matter what. He's playing. Now, that's not the case with another football story. J.J. Watt is retiring because he wants to be with his young, what, three-month-old son? Apparently there are a number
guy.
Of things. Yeah.
Thank you.
I've heard good things about him, too.
Did so much charity work, and he seems like a good guy.
Yeah, right. So anyway, he wants to be with his son. So, did he play anything besides football? Has he always just played football, or did he play any other sports?
I think it pretty much just football. He and his brothers, another one who the siblings all went into the NFL, and they did a Subway commercial with their mom?
Yeah.
At some point, do you remember those ones? It was like, yeah.
I think I do. By the way, speaking of that, going back to the Super Bowl for a moment, there's been the usual hoopla about the Super Bowl commercials and the TV show that was on the other night with Boomer Esiason and Danielle Roa, who is on NCIS. They did the show last year. I think maybe they've done it two or three years in a row. And it was very entertaining. And what came out of it was a vote while they were on the air, even though it was produced before, it was not a live show, but they taped two endings based on how the vote went. They put up two different commercials, one from the 80s. The idea behind the show was to compare the commercials when the Super Bowl commercial stuff really gets started while Boomer was playing in the 80s through the next 40 years. And so they put up the Mean Joe Green spot as an example of the best spots from the 80s. And then they put up one, and I don't think it was it a Doritos? I don't even remember what the other one was, frankly. But it lost big time because that Mean Joe Green spot is so iconic. It is so sweet. James, I don't know whether you still have that there. We played it on the air the other day. It hits every single button emotionally. It was well done. And so part of the Super Bowl, if I were to spend any time, and I doubt that I will because I got a lot of other things this weekend, but if I were to spend time, I'd want to be paying attention to the commercials. And by the way, the least expensive 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl was $6.5 million.
Well, let's go in on one. You want to?
Yeah.
That's
all right,
a deal.
So here's the, let's listen to that Mean Joe Green commercial.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help? I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No, no.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
Coke and a smile makes me feel good. Makes me feel nice.
Be around.
That's the way it should be. I like to say.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, smiling with me. Don't the Coke has life. Have a Coke and
thanks, Mean Joe.
Smile.
Thanks, Mean Joe. Whoever produced that commercial was a genius. I hope they got paid $6 million for doing it. Because think about how it...
Are you crying?
People that are... I'm a little...
Doug Steffen.
It's emotional. And that's why it's good.
Thanks,
commercials need to get your emotions to get you to buy the stuff. Even though I never bought a Coke in my life.
Horses but, do. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Oh, my God.
But let me tell you about the ones that go too far. Because I cry so much that when I see them coming, I turn them off. And that's that dog commercial with Sarah McLachlan singing... and I have to turn that thing off
because
I cannot watch it. So that's when it goes too far. Ugh.
I think there's a dog commercial that's supposed to be pretty much an emotional killer on the Super Bowl this week, too. So anyway.
Let me be.
Okay. Maybe leave me be, too. You know the funniest thing about this? I do have a tear in my eye, and I'm, this has nothing to do with the countdown. But this week I had my eyes fixed, so I don't have to wear glasses anymore. But I keep reaching for the glasses. So when I just had that tear in my eye, I put my hand up to take my glasses off to wipe off my... Yeah, and there's nothing there. So, anyway. Let's see. The earthquakes.
Ugh.
There were at least 8 earthquakes this week in various parts of the world. The world is not coming apart. The world, the planet is doing what the planet does, and that is move around. Unfortunately, what was it? How many was it? 26,000? I think some ungodly number of people have been killed because of the earthquakes. And it just is, it's, there's a lot of people that are rallying, and there are a lot of good charities, the Red Cross not included in them, but check them out if you feel like you want to give to help the circumstances there. 18 after the hour.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihuahua Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirschman's way of relating to you as far as the charts, the information that has been available, what Jennifer has talked about on her program this week as it relates to the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. Jay Kirschner in charge of our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, A Good Day On Air. You can also reflect, as people have started to do this week, by dialing in on the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG. All I can think of when I do that, I used to have an old phone line when I was doing music, and it was you were digging. It was the Doug line. You were digging the Dugger on the
Let's
Doug
bring
line.
It back.
Yeah. All right.
We're anyway, digging the Dugger.
Digging the Dugger. 855-999-3684. Okay. So, Jay, our first question has to do with the Super Bowl. Are people excited?
Yes, they are. And about what is the game and commercials? That's what Cindy Orasco says. Greg Donahoe is looking forward to some of the commercials. They look interesting. And then also adds, considering this will be the first time since 1989 when beers other than those owned by Anheuser-Busch will be able to advertise, that should be something to look at. Although Greg does not expect much from the halftime show. You're wrong, Greg. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, show you how on I am. I confused Rihanna and Beyonce this week, Jennifer.
Oh, that's really great. Greg, don't worry, just stand under the umbrella. Ella.
Oh, Birch Willard is looking forward to what's happening off screen, the good food and the friends. You know, a lot of people get together for the Super Bowl.
Tailgating, yep.
Johnny Powell also looking forward to the commercials. Jeff Schmidt says he doesn't really like either team. But Philly fans are some of the worst losers and obnoxious people he has ever met. So he's
Philly
hoping
is a horrible
the Chiefs,
place.
That's why I'm going for Kansas City.
Yeah, Philly.
Uh-huh. Believe me, they're not neither are my team.
Yeah, right.
And there are some people looking forward to the Puppy Bowl. I always forget about the Puppy Bowl. Christopher Eichler reminds us of the Puppy Bowl.
Right.
There was somebody who asked, why is there not a Kitten Bowl?
There was one year, wasn't
because
there, a Hallmark?
It's a waste of time. What are you going to get kittens? You've heard the expression herding cats? You're not going to get anywhere having a cat bowl unless it's a bowl of milk. All right, what's next? Who's next?
And then Diana Julian just wants it all to be over.
All right. The stories that you followed this week, what are our listeners following?
Melinda Schoenwald is following the Arizona border. An American rancher charged with shooting an illegal trespassing and is on $1 million bail. Americans are being charged for protecting their land and families. Illegals are running the streets, destroying this country, and Dems putting illegals in expensive hotels on taxpayer expense, costing $92,000 per day.
You know, there's a lot to that. The taxpayers are paying. How these people, and I don't know if even Biden, maybe we get to this when we talk about this, the State of the Union, but I didn't hear anything. But granted, I didn't listen to the whole speech, but I read a review of everything that was there, all the high points. I don't think there was anything said, right? I mean, you didn't even talk about the balloon that amounted to much.
Nope. 1 minute and 26 seconds about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all there was.
Yeah. Okay. Terry, anyway, what else?
Terry Seavey says the president going after the wait staff and their tips with a new tax proposal, calls it a socialist society. Says it's very scary.
Well, it is. It's socialism. How much have you got more important things to do than to worry about this? I get that people are having a tough time. A lot of people are struggling. But for God's sakes, look at the other. Look around you, pal. And is this the most important thing you spend a lot of time?
I mean, I love the junk fees and all that go, but you know what? It's not like we have a secure border and national security that's stellar and an economy that's pumping. I'll get on the phone lines with American Airlines and deal with that myself. You deal with China's balloon. You know, that to me is where the president should be, unless everything is perfect.
Yeah, well, everything's not perfect. It doesn't make a difference who the president is. It just is the same old yada yada. All right, so we've got some more social comments reflecting on the president's State of the Union, which is number one this week. We'll get to that in a few moments. Here's 28 after.
As if Amazon Prime wasn't worth it just for the free shipping and hundreds of movies, thousands of TV shows, and millions of songs on Alexa, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Browse Amazon Warehouse for deeply discounted open box deals on computers, TVs, unlocked phones, lots of returned merchandise, and Amazon Renewed sells refurbished merch, in both cases like new, and guaranteed replacement or refund for 90 days if your purchase doesn't work as expected. I could not tell that several refurbished items I've bought weren't new. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung also sell refurbs on their own websites. Most come with a new battery, and they carry a one-year warranty, so they're new to you. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around, making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to you know, push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
China continues to bully nations of the world. The Philippines on Monday accused China Coast Guard of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Kansas City beat Philadelphia in Sunday's Super Bowl game 38-35. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now 34 at the hour, back at the helm are Jennifer Horn from Carol A and this program, talking about the top 10 stories and the people involved in these discussions, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the big hits, if you will, for the week of February the 6th to the 10th. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The fact that this is kind of in and out of the political spectrum, Mike Pence apparently is being subpoenaed by the counsel investigating Donald Trump, the efforts to overturn the election. What's going to come of that? I go to Jennifer because she's usually on top of this. The move by the Biden Justice Department, right? So is this all just pure politics? Again, well, I'd like to move us on.
I wish that, look, I don't have a problem with special prosecutors because I love our country and the White House more than I love any president that is sitting in there or has that in there. Mm-hmm. So if there's something to get to the bottom of, that's fine. I do feel like There's a whole lot of nothing here and that this is politically motivated. And I think it's interesting. I think what they're trying to do is make things extremely difficult and tough for the Republicans during the primary season. They know Pence wants to run. They know he wants to run against Trump. They're deciding to subpoena him. I mean, I think there's probably all kinds of motives here, but we'll see what comes from it. You know, if there's something really there that's of concern, we should know about it. There hasn't been in the last five, guess, 6 years of investigations.
Guess what? There's nothing there. It's a political football.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. So I want to move on, actually, from that and talk about the number six issue this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the focus on artificial intelligence, which if you don't realize what's going on around you, many of the talk radio folks are lost in their own squalor talking about Biden and McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and Hunter Biden. But this is it. As far as I'm concerned, every week I sort of pick what I consider to be the number one story of the week. This, for me, and how it affects you and me, is way more important than Joe Biden and his nonsense in the speech. This is something that will, sooner rather than later, the way I read into it, it's going to have a huge, huge impact on everybody, everybody's community, whether or not you feel, I mean, most people have experienced some kind of version of AI already. I guess it just depends on how you interpret AI. Does it solve problems? Yeah. But what else does it create problems along with solving problems? I think apparently Microsoft has taken a pretty early lead in this. The folks that are running the company have put a lot of money into AI technology.
Well, and here's, I actually had a really interesting conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about this. And Microsoft is going to roll this out, and Google is going to be almost like obsolete in probably in 2 years, unless they do their own version or they'll come up with some new technology. But Microsoft has invested the most in this. But what's frightening is that the artificial intelligence can be programmed to tell us what people, the big doom and gloom, tell us to know. So they can literally, I mean, it can be revisionist history. It can be, you know, what's appropriate. It can be passed through the filter of cultural appropriateness, instead of giving us truth and answers and letting us kind of filter through it for ourselves. And I think that is going to be extremely damaging.
We're back to how you think, not being taught how to think, but what to think.
Exactly.
And that's what this is all about.
So it instead of dangerous, the historical significance of... This is how he described it, and it seems like controversial, but if you typed in, everybody knows the derogatory, don't say it, Doug, but the word that has been banned from culture that was used as a derogatory term towards black Americans and black people in general.
N-word.
Right. So if you would type that into a search, it would say, here's the historical significance of this word, no longer said, maybe used as slang in certain communities, whatever it is, right? And so it would give you the definition. After the AI filters, it will take it out, basically, instead of telling you why that word is bad, what that meant, why it was damaging. That kind of stuff is... I don't know. How do we ever learn? How do we learn from stuff if we just...
Learn by reading
essentially
books.
And I don't want to use the term whitewash since we're talking about through the lens of race, but if we wash through everything with political correctness.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to be able to survive is the question. That's the bigger question here. Does the human race survive? Everybody's working so fast and hard to get to the next development, but are they coming too fast? People can't fix their cars today because they don't know anything about the technology that operates the car. They can't fix anything in their lives. So what happens when something like this comes along and offers to fix everything, to control everything, to be, no worry, the artificial guy will fix it. Dangerous.
Well,
it's the end of the human race, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, look at even navigation. If the phone dies and you don't have your navigation going or whatever, people get lost. A lot of people don't even know how to read a map anymore.
Read a map. Yep, that's right. Exactly. Now, tied in with this at number six is the announcement in Texas that Governor Abbott has planned a ban for TikTok. I'm not a big fan of Abbott's, but I am a big fan of this. This is something, this is security on steroids as far as Texas is concerned. Their agencies, everybody's life is vulnerable because TikTok is a not even a subtle connecting point to the Chinese government. It is the Chinese government. And they're all over the place, and people who are using it, youngsters who are loading up the all of the social media with TikTok videos, they haven't got a clue as to what this is all about, and I dare say they don't care. These things, the Chinese company that employs the Chinese Communist Party members runs TikTok, and how much more clear does it have to be?
Yeah. We are so blind to this.
Oh,
we are selling them farmland. And the thing is that people, anybody who is coming here freshly from China at the behest of the government to buy up stuff in America should be sent back on their keisters. And instead, what are we doing? We're having arguments in Congress about whether or not to sell stuff to them. They're not coming here for good intentions. They're not
Look at the Chinese spy balloon.
Right.
The balloon is number two this week. That balloon had the ability to collect electronic communications. They figured that out. I don't think they had to do too much digging to figure it out. It was part of a fleet of surveillance balloons. They have 40 balloons that have been over at least 40 or 50 countries in the last year. What do you think they're doing? Well, this is like a James Bond movie. The bad guys are everywhere. And we're sitting flat-footed, buying all that crap that's made there. You're responsible for what's going on, and you don't even, whether you know it or you don't know it. I was visiting with the president of my bank the other day, and we were talking about my eye operation. He had an eye operation, but he still needs to wear cheaters. So he had these glasses on, he said, well, they're only $2. I said, where'd you buy them for $2? He said, Dollar General. I looked at him, I said, don't you realize that every single thing in those stores is made in China? And he looked at me sheepishly. He said, they were $2. This is the president of the bank, probably making $450,000 a year, and he goes to Dollar General to buy a $2 pair of glasses. And that's what's wrong with this picture. So anyway, the State Department.
I mean, that's realistically what we have to deal with right now.
Yeah.
People can't afford it. And more as inflation rises.
Oh, we've let the survey, we've let the unions. I mean, there's no modicum of, I found out this week, because I'm involved in this housing development, we are pricing different things, whether to use union labor or not use union labor. The operator that comes to us to run a Caterpillar 320 excavator or a D5 bulldozer, we can hire them all day long for $35, $40 an hour, and they're good, experienced, 60-year-old operators. If you go to the company down the street and hire a union guy, it's $84 an hour for the same guy, so twice as much money. The unions are pricing themselves out of the veritable world of business, and the government is all for it because they contribute thousands, millions, tens of millions of dollars to the campaigns of all these people that are running to shore them up. So, it's like it gives you a headache when you think about it. I just want to live my life and go raise my cows and have fun with my grandchildren and have fun with you guys. But my God, this stuff, unbelievable. And we're so lost in investigating Donald Trump. Who gives a damn at this point? And Mike, who cares? What about this other, the balloon? All right, enough. Okay, speaking of politicians, Jennifer, I'm going to tweak you. It seems your friend Congressman Adam Schiff has kicked off his campaign for the Senate.
How exciting.
Won't that be exciting?
I will tell you, you know, I love to find the positive about things like this, and the positive is that he'll no longer be my representative in Congress. So see you later, Shifty Schiff. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Is he a shoo-in?
No, because he's got Katie Porter running against him.
Who's Katie Porter?
Katie Porter is kind of a darling of the far left. She holds up a whiteboard just like Karl Rove does, and she asks hard questions at hearings. She's a representative as well from Orange County. And Barbara Lee is in. I think the question is whether or not Feinstein can finish out the two-year term, because a lot of people say she's in ailing health. She hasn't even said she's not going to run again. She's already, I think she'd be
86.
90, she's older than that. She would be 96 at the end of this term, so I think she's 89 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how long are you going to go? But I also think it's really disrespectful that you've already got three people in the race before she's even decided what she's going to do. I mean, you kind of wait for her to say, I'm not moving forward, and then everybody jumps in the ring. But this time they're like, blood in the water, we're all getting in now.
All right, so from the good news department in California, my children and I were talking about this last weekend, the delivery of water to cities after the heavy rains. Apparently now there is serious consideration to help the 27 million folks that live in California actually have some water by actually collecting the water. And how long it'll take them to get beyond the environmental cuckoos and all the rest of the people. Oh, no, we can't do that. When, in fact, there's always a water shortage because, hello, the L.A. Basin is a desert. Doesn't have a lot of rain. So, anyway, you have enough water to take a shower, right?
Yeah, I actually did already today, so that's good. We can, winning for me. Yeah. But it's so frustrating when you think about all the water that's fallen and how much of it just rushes into the ocean.
80% of it.
Yeah.
Out to sea.
Yeah, right. And so in 4 years, they're going to go, we're in a drought. We're going to do all this.
Exactly.
We'll bring it.
Yeah. All right, Disneyland has, there were some sinking pirates in a Caribbean boat. That must have been a big deal for you when you were talking about it in the morning program at KRLA, right? Did you talk about the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland that sank?
No, we missed this one, but,
Okay.
Yeah,
I just given you some prep.
Yeah.
There it is. All right, 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now on the Good Day program, time for us to have our weekly visitation. Sounds like he's in jail and I'm going to visit him in jail. This is my weekly visitation with Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com. So there are Tesla stories on top of Tesla stories on top of Tesla stories. The driver who appeared asleep at the wheel on the freeway, the 15 near Temecula, California, he's motionless. The vehicle is zooming along, and he's asleep. He's wearing sunglasses. His head is tilted back. His mouth is open. The folks who shot the video were convinced that this guy was out like a light. So how dangerous in that circumstance? How can we continue to, you know, we've been talking this week about artificial intelligence a lot, which is kind of what this is. At what point do we realize that it's not good for us, especially in cars?
And this is a huge problem, right? So the, it seems to be Teslas are the one vehicle that you can cheat around artificial, you know, the driving, the level two autonomous driving. And that's what they are. You're supposed to be awake and attentive and have your eyes on the road. That's what you're supposed to do. But there are ways to cheat around it. And that's why people buy them, because you can cheat around them. And people do it. The only vehicle in America where you can drive it with your eyes off of the road and it will safely navigate is the Mercedes. And that is the only one that is available for level three safely. And that's only available in Nevada and California so far. So any vehicle is not safe to do that in and is not licensed or legal to do it. And the people that do it in Teslas are cheating around it. So that's a huge, huge issue. And people are doing it. They're running into the back of fire trucks, and Tesla has a huge amount of lawsuits against them, and people buy them for a specific reason for doing it. And they're dying, and they're killing other people, and it's a problem.
Well, you look at the way this is, they've become the darling, even though I think the Prius was the first kind of quasi-electric car that was in this country before the Tesla was introduced. I was walking around the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica on Saturday night, and they have this big Tesla showroom with all of them, and the announcements are there. The prices are going, well, they don't tell you the prices are going up, but they are on Model Y, especially because of the demand the government has placed on them for the tax credit. I don't understand how that works. There is a tax credit of 2%. The car sells for $55,000, but I don't understand why the tax on it. Maybe is it the tax that's causing the increase? Why are they increasing the price? And frankly, after what we just said, why the hell would anybody buy one to begin with?
Right. Well, it's like anything else. It's once you may create a demand for it, Doug, people want to drive them. They want to buy them. And I'm really not sure why it happens. If you ask me, I want you to make sensible choices and I'll give you sensible answers.
All right. You're at the Chicago International Auto Show this weekend. This is the biggest consumer auto show. Does that mean that people come into the show and actually buy cars? Is that what happens there?
Well, I think auto shows are the places to come see them. Traditionally, you can't buy cars here. You can definitely drive them. They have indoor tracks now, which is a big new thing at shows. Yeah, which is kind of fun. And, you know, the Ford make the Explorer here in Chicago. Which is kind of fun. There is a brand new Toyota Grand Highlander, which is kind of cool. It has an extra 6 inches on it. First third row I've ever sit in, by the way, where there's 33 inches in the back. Third rows are traditionally cramped in the back of vehicles.
Yeah,
this is, by the way, 33 inches. I am a short little dwarf of a man, but it's actually... It's very comfortable in the back, Doug, and even my friends who are over 6 foot are comfortable.
There's an interesting, what about, go ahead.
Interesting that you get to see a lot of interesting new cars here. Jeep had a 20th anniversary Rubicon. There's an interesting yoke in this instead of a steering wheel in a new Lexus. There's a lot of cool stuff here.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested. I don't know. I see there's a Ram electric pickup truck on the Villa Fair there. Just the craziness. Once again, the immaturity of our country and how we fall for every sucker bet that comes along, like electric vehicles, without thinking what really are they all about. Because somebody wants to start something new, and people say, I want to get that. All right, Nick, thank you. Be safe. You check out website rautoexpert.com to see what Nick is experiencing there at the Chicago Auto Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.